Welcome, everyone. It is June 2018, and the Summer of Miles has officially begun. I'm your co-host, Pat Price. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Sandy Roberts. We're going to talk a little bit about the Summer of Miles schedule. We're going to talk to you a little bit about the pop-up miles. If you've never done one before, we'll give you a little recap of what to do, what to look for, and we'll talk about some other things we got going on before getting into episodes that will hopefully drop every Friday this summer. So welcome, Mr. Sandy Roberts. How you doing, sir?
Pat, it's good to be back. I feel like we just left last summer, and now here we are. So after, let's see if I can name them. So we had the autumn of
trials,
the winter
of piles,
and now we're back to the...
Don't forget the spring of mills.
Spring of mills, yes, and now it's getting back to the summer of miles.
We're here. We're back in our sweet spot, right in the honey hole.
Seriously, this is the time of year. This is... Sir Walter was created for the summer, or something like that.
We had our first intern meeting yesterday. We've got a slew of Sir Walter interns this year. It's going to be a fun year. We're excited to just continue to bring y'all the races at low cost or no cost. And if you didn't know, one thing we will mention again, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard it before, but we're very excited that Sir Walter Running is now a 501c3, an official nonprofit. So whenever you're throwing a few of those dollars in the Sir Walter piggy bank at the pop-up miles, or if you ever want to Venmo Sir Walter Miler, all this is going towards the cause. We try to keep these events free or low cost. So if you're signing up for one of our events, know that these are subsidized by our donors, and you can be one of those donors. So
yeah, it's good to be the 501, that non-for-profit status, for a few reasons. But one, I think it really does fit with where we're looking to go, or in kind of encapsulating what we're trying to do. And just, Pat, can you read for us, because we did come up with a mission statement for the Sir Walter Running, which is
bringing the greater Raleigh running community together through innovation, activation, and inclusivity.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could look at that and say that's a bunch of fluff, but I believe that, again, started in Raleigh, serving the triangle, obviously, you know, through Sir Walter, bringing in national attention and runners, but this is a community-based thing, and a lot of what we do, again, is to provide value, to bring people together, to be creative with it, but to include. And, you know, from the best to the new runner, really just bringing people together is what this 501c3 is looking to do. So we're excited. We actually have the official status now.
Exactly. So speaking of official status, Tuesday, June 5th, the first pop-up miles event. We have full insurance. We have the okay from the venue to publicize where it is. And where are we going to be, Sandy?
We will be at
Cary Academy.
Cary Academy. Yeah, I was looking for the drum roll, Pat. I thought you were going to... Thank you. Yeah, Cary Academy, which is right off Harrison Avenue, off I-40. Great track, obviously, great public school, great running program with Conrad Hall and crew. Obviously, Thomas Graham, the Grahams are involved. He went
former
there.
Former Foot Locker finalist two times, I believe, absolutely, along with my co-host, Sandy Roberts.
Couldn't come that second year. I had mono, so didn't actually make it. But anyhow, it's a great track, and I'm excited to be back. They have a really cool facility with how they've constructed their track there on the backside. So, hey Pat, let's talk about, you know, again, I know we're in our fourth year of our pop-up miles. I think that is probably one of the best decisions I think we made in terms of what we added to the summer in preparation for, of course, Sir Walter Miler. So if you've been out, you know, man, this is, we're making track, I don't want to say relevant, we're making track available because of how hard it is to get on tracks in the community. You guys know, if you're not near Martin Middle School, it's hard to get on a actually rubberized track. You know, insurance, I understand, but our goal is to actually do the legwork, to open up the tracks and provide a kind of a shortened hour track meet to get folks back on the track where they belong. So let's kind of walk through, Pat, what those nights look like for someone who may not be familiar, or let's just say someone's kind of been out of touch for the past year.
Sure, we can help you with that. And like Sandy said, you know, I grew up in Charlotte, went to Carolina, so I grew up at the Charlotte Tuesday night track meets. And then, of course, coming up to Chapel Hill, the Wednesday night Godiva meets were always a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. when we created this, that's what we were going for. So thank you all for participating in those. But if you haven't, here's a little bit of a rundown, or maybe you forgot from last year. So each week, we get access to these tracks at 6 o'clock. the races always start at 7 o'clock. That's so right. You got some time to kind of set up, get ready, get your warm up in. The good news is the bathrooms will be open at all of our events this year. We've worked our way up to that. So you're good. You will want to kind of bring your own water, bring your own hydration tools. We will try to have a case or two of water up there every week, but definitely bring your own just in case. The races start each week at 7 p.m. sharp, so make sure you're ready to race then. We have two heats the mile every week. The first one's going to be that 5:30 and over mile, so if you think you're going to run 5:30, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, you'll be in that first heat. That second heat will be the 5:29 and under heat. So if you're out there pushing for that spot in the pop-up mile final that we'll talk about a little bit, this is going to be your race. And that race will generally go off about 7:10. Each week, we will have a bonus event. This year, I believe the first week we will be doing a 5K, and the second week we will be doing a 400. So if you're running that 5K, your go time would be 7:20. And then the last event each week will be around 7:45. This week will be the 4x400, which is always a crowd favorite. We bring a box of about 20 batons. You just grab some of your friends. You can get your team in advance or just meet some new friends at the track. That will conclude our event. So those are the races. How does it work beyond that? Basically, you just show up. You go up to, we will have a table. You will come in, you'll sign your name in, you will sign the waiver. Once you run your race, you will put your time in there. It's kind of the honor system. We will call your time out during the race. You go sign it out. We will post those times online. Very simple. We will have a big box of swag left over from the previous year. So if you've been looking for that Sir Walter shirt in a funky size, just come, any donation. You can take a shirt, take a koozie, whatever it may be. We want to get rid of it. It goes to support the 2018 Sir Walter Miler and just the whole Sir Walter running program. But that's kind of the basis. But Sandy, talk a little bit about, you know, what's the vibe at the pop-up miles?
Yeah, that's good. And so Pat kind of laid out the logistics and how the timing works. I tell you, I think it's for everybody. And that's, again, part going back to kind of our mission statement.
Is it okay for kids to run?
Absolutely.
How about senior citizens?
All of the above. We want everyone out there. And usually we kind of get that. I know some of the more poignant photographs that we got from last year was Davis, one of the kids finishing with girls and folks just all around them on the home stretch. So, end of the day, this is for everybody. Again, wherever you are in the spectrum, even if you're well-trained or you just want to get out there and hop on a track, these are for everyone. You usually got a great crew. I mean, you know, as we've been putting these on and there's been more of a following, I mean, you know, we'll have close to 200 people, again, not all running, yes, but out there support and cheering. And every week, we love to have people come out and support too. So, you know, maybe you're not going to run, but come on out and hang out. It's just fun to hang out at a track, kind of have like the high school vibe again. You know, you cheer on your friends and just hang out, enjoy the sport for what it is. You know, track is simplistic, and that's what we're trying to bring to you. Keep it an hour long. So much like Sir Walter, we don't want to be out there forever, but the goal is give people a chance to run, hang out, support, cheer, and include. So that's the vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of fun. So, you know, we'll keep talking about this in each week, but for sure, make sure you come to that first week at Cary Academy. The second week is at Ravenscroft. And then we'll dig into some of these other events in a second. But come one, come all. If you can donate, great. If you have any of those old gift cards you were given from winning races, we will take those as donations and we will happily use those. So whatever you got, great. If you can't afford it, that is cool with us too. We are here for everybody. We just want you to come out there and run or cheer your friends on. So if you need some more information on that, popupmiles.com, or you can just go to the Sir Walter Miler or Sir Walter Running websites and kind of click through. We do ask, if you are on Facebook, find the events and RSVP so we kind of have an idea of how many people are going to show up. This is good for everybody, but you guys know how to do it. We're on there. We're on the internet. Find us. All the Twitter, Instagram,
all the
Facebook
socials.
Handles. We got a YouTube page. You know, all good.
If you want it, it's there. And so, you know, again, with that, that's kind of our first event that kind of, if you will, pops off our Summer of Miles summer. Pun definitely intended. But Pat, let's go ahead and talk about, you know, again, two events that I think are on the immediate horizon.
Yes.
That we want to bring before the folks as something that has a unique Sir Walter twist. So let's start with, in line of the pop-up miles, one of those Tuesdays is not going to be at an actual rubberized track at a local school, but it's going to be at
the Wake County Speedway.
Wake County Speedway. If you have been out there, you may have thought this is I'm in another world, but actually, no, this is the right world that we should be more in, because this is an Americana at its finest, a relic of the past, to be sure.
Yeah, I don't think this has been done before, but this is a unique event we're excited to do this year. It is part of the Pop-Up Miles series, but we kind of have mimicked what they do in Winston-Salem down there at the Ultimate Runner, where you run multiple events in a night, and you're essentially scored based on your place, based on your time on each event, and then, of course, lowest score wins. We have a team component as well, but that night we'll kick off with the mile. We'll give you a little bit of time to rest, do the 400, the 800, and then ended up with the 2 mile. We'll see how many people we have out there, but the 2 mile might be one big heat. But we have a special partner for that this year who we worked with last year at the Denham Mile, but talk a little bit about that, Sandy.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you know, if you're in Denham and you think about where we're located, you put the two together, what do you have? Raleigh Denham. Yep. Absolutely.
Best jeans in the land.
There's no question. Got mine on right now as we speak. But the great thing about Victor and his wife Sarah, they are so about getting, you know, obviously very involved in the community. And when we reached out, they were just interested in beginning conversations, which of course led to the Jean Mile last year. But when we brought this idea to them, they were all about it. So Raleigh Denham is going to be a part. So it kind of fits into the night. Again, you kind of have a race NASCAR feel. Going to be, of course, at a, you know, race car track. Again, we're, you know, and the best part is when you think about that, it's like, yeah, I need to wear some cutoff jeans or have some sort of denim on me. I mean, that's just, nothing says America like denim at a race car track.
Exactly.
On a Tuesday night in June.
Denim not required, but definitely we love it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a night. Raleigh Denham is partner. We're going to have and we'll keep you posted. We're going to do something really special kind of to celebrate the location of where we are, plus the denim component with being with Raleigh Denham. So keep posted on that. But it's going to be an awesome night. Again, we appreciate our brethren in Winston-Salem with Ultimate Runner for kind of starting that. We are
great event.
Yeah, definitely. You know, utilizing that format here. But I think the cool part, again, so those of you, if you haven't been out there, the Wake County Speedway is not a NASCAR, because NASCAR, of course, is the larger tracks. It's a type of NASCAR or race car track, but it's actually a quarter mile, so 440 meters.
A lot wider.
A lot wider. So there are some steep embankments, which we hope that you will utilize as you're passing people, right? I mean, kind of an indoor feel, of course, but at a track, you know, big grandstands. And so it's just going to be fun. Again, I mean, we'll have the night, the whole facility will be ours for that night. Sir Walter will take over.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be fun. You got to come out. You know, some of y'all, I expect you to run, but if not, to come out there and just witness the pageantry, if you will, of this event at this location. This is unique. No one's ever done it. In fact, Pat, when I called the owner, Charlie Hansen, I said, Charlie, this is going to blow your mind. I got an idea. And he was like, as long as it doesn't interfere with our race car things on the weekend, you're good to go. And I was like, we want to run on the track. He's like, interesting, but we can make it happen. So no one's done this. We'll be the first of its kind. So the session.
Speaking of first of our kind, we are doing something different at this race. Well, not really different. Different for a track meet. You can bring a cooler out to this event. As long as there are no glass involved, you can bring Pepsi. Mm-hmm. You can bring LaCroix.
Cheer one.
You could bring a Trophy Wife Session IPA from
Which
Trophy Brewing.
Be in line with the theme of the night. Again,
Session at the Speedway.
Session at the Speedway.
Speaking of, we were trying to think of this the other day with our friends up at State of Beer. What are some of your favorite canned Session IPAs based out of the Triangle? Because that's what we really want to push. Of course, we know Trophy Wife. We know Yield up at Brewery Bavana. But email us, summerofmiles@gmail.com, or hit us up on the social media, at Summer of Miles, all over the place. We want to be able to tell people the best session IPAs to take out to this event in their soft cooler to enjoy the running spectacular if they're not running. If you want to do both at the same time, that's up to you. Might be a little trickier, but you know, no holds barred, Wake County Speedway.
Gosh, I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. I expect to see some unique fashion lineups, and of course denim expected, if not even if you just warm up in it, we want to see some denim on you.
Fashion over comfort.
without question. Hey, Pat, one more thing, and we're not going to reveal tonight specifically, but after the Ultimate Runner kind of foursome, is that going to conclude the night, or could there be a sort of mystery special event to kind of capstone the night?
There could be a relay involved, something in your cooler that will be open to all. It's going to be a fun night. Let's just put it at that. Nothing official will be announced, but if you're coming to run the four events, great. If you want to do just a mile, that's fine too. There is a small charge for this. If you use the code Summer of Miles, we'll give you 10% off. But as you know, we are paying to rent this place out so we can do something cool. This is not a moneymaker. We are doing this to make sure that the Summer of Miles stays sexy.
Yes, bringing it back. Okay, so again, session at the Speedway.
And now let's get in the DeLorean and go back a few days to 2 weeks from today. Ooh. Is June 15th. What is on June 15th?
June 15th is going to be the Raleigh Rundown Downhill Mile.
Third annual.
Hard to believe. Starting at the top, pretty much where that new cathedral they built is, and going, basically running the beautiful, just bucolic, if I can say that, Centennial Parkway, all the way down to essentially where the Farmers Market entrance is. And it is, we're going to say, the fastest mile in North Carolina. And when we say that, please know you could probably find a steeper grade. But again, to run a fast time, there has to be a certain grade of which you're not out of control.
Best runnable downhill mile. This is not going to, you're not going to fall over your face. You are going to run fast. You're going to think something is pushing behind you. And that is just, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the cathedral up there.
Yeah, it might be. You know what I say, from mass to market. But that's not going to pop, but
that's true.
Yeah, you know, if that Farmers Market starting up at the cathedral, the mass, the Catholic mass. But yeah, hey Pat, what are our again? We're going to be growing in size every year. I know that the first race starts at 7 o'clock, and yep, that will be the
women.
Men at 7:30.
Yep.
And so it's two races. Now, again, if we had to change that up, or weather, we've sometimes had some weather issues, we got to be flexible.
Last year was a little crazy. Absolutely. But I think if you haven't signed up, another just reason to do this, we have partnered with Bandwidth this year. They are doing some really cool stuff to add some spice to this race. They're going to have a special bag that you're going to get with your packet pickup. They're talking about putting up an arch at the halfway. They're talking about putting some more music on the course. It is a blast. If you've been before, you know this. We have the party at Trophy on Maywood afterwards. We have added a few more age groups this year, so head over to RaleighRundown.com. You might have a chance of winning an award from Runology, which is always gracious and always been a great partner of ours, so we're really excited to have them on board again. Of course, Shop Local Raleigh is the best. Basics is doing the shirts again. We are bringing the shirts back. We're charging $5 for them. So if you don't want one, save $5. If you do want one, it's only $5. If you want 10% off, Summer of Miles.
It's that simple. Right there, you heard it. Summer of Miles for 10% off. You cannot beat that. And again, as you know, please know, at the end of the day, our goal is to cover costs. That's why we keep our races at cost, for value, again, best things possible. And so that's what we provide. Hey, Pat, if someone's coming and they want to know course records, off the top, can you give us the, again, fast course, we've had sub-4 and sub-4:30. Again, you got to factor in. And there's definitely a debate out there. We love to hear year by year what people think. We've heard anywhere from 15 to 30-second PR based on current fitness and then adding the downhill component. But when it comes to PRs, again, fastest times run on this course, who and when were those and what the time was?
Well, for the men's course record was set at our inaugural year in 2016 by Braden Burley. He ran a 3:52.57.
My goodness.
Crazy thing was he'd never broken 6 in the mile before that.
That is, my mind is blown. clearly, it's a nice little downhill push. I think there might have been a tailwind on that.
Kidding, of course. Braden is a great miler. Just finished second in the Rocket Mile up in Rocky Mount that we did. But 3:52, there's your number to chase. The women's course record, defending champion both years, 4:27.95. Miss Sarah Rapp.
So my desire, Pat, I'm gonna throw it out there. I'd love to see a low 4:20s for the women. I think very doable. I think a sub 4:20 for women, and I want to see a close to a 3:48 for the men.
We would love to see a sub 3:50. I'll go ahead and say you run sub 3:50, we'll give you an extra $200. Is that good for you, Sandy?
That's perfect.
I mean, why
you
not?
Heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Price went on record to say Sir Walter will give $200 to the person who breaks 350 first.
So again, 350, or if you're a female, sub 425.
425.
Hey, you run sub 420 female, we'll give you 300.
Goodness. Pat's getting a little liberal here, and I like it.
Hey, why not? I mean, you know, we're not talking about big dollars. This is not an official race that you can put on your resume, except for when you're at a party and they say, "What's the fastest mile you've ever run?"
Believe me, I have done it multiple times. Back when there was a July 4th downhill mile in North Raleigh, fastest mile I ran to date, and I pull that thing out regularly.
What'd you run there, Sandy?
It's 351.
So pretty maybe, good. Yeah, I ran 513 that day. So
we warmed up together. That's why I was so excited, just because you're out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, any chance you're running that downhill mile?
I will not be running. I will be running the show, but yeah. I won't be running. Let's just go ahead and say I might take a video of myself running it before the race, just to show you guys how much fun it is. We already have a course video up there, so head over to RaleighRundown.com if you want to see one of those like cool sped up YouTube videos of the course. It is a nice, gentle slope. Bucolic, as Sandy said, down Centennial Parkway. You will run fast. You will have fun. I can't say enough about it. We thought about this for a few years before we put it on, and now it's just a very unique event that we hope you come run. We hope you tell your friends. We hope you hang out afterwards. And we hope you thank our friends over at Bandwidth.
Absolutely. Yeah, excited to have Bandwidth, and it's going to be an awesome night. So one of the most unique miles in the state, really, I think, in the country. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and make a push since we're just throwing out crazy things. I think at some point we should team up with Bring Back the Mile and let this be the National Downhill Mile Championship. I think this course has that capability to host a national championship. It's that caliber of a course.
Yeah,
and I think that I'd like to go ahead and make that pitch maybe for 2019.
Yeah, I mean, just go look at those pictures on the website from the past few years. It is lush, it's beautiful, and it's downhill.
There we go. Well, guys, as you know, a lot of exciting things coming down. Again, we hope to be coming to you weekly with a podcast dropping, and get ready for some awesome interviews. As always, we love bringing athletes who have run the race, some ones we hope to have, first time sub-4 guys. Maybe coach-daughter combos. I don't know. I think we'll definitely have some guests this summer. So you want to be tuning in weekly to see who the guests are. Pat, I'm going to say one thing I know. Again, a lot of this is building up towards that August 3rd for our 5th annual Sir Walter Miler. Mm-hmm. But just right now as we kind of start the summer, one of the important things is, we go out and raise the support that we need, and we've had some really gracious donors, a few that have stuck with us from the get-go. And so our goal is to make that an incredible night that local companies, businesses who would love to get their name out, but also to maybe folks that just want to love running, want to be out there. So we do have some sponsorship packages. So please know that we'll be getting that out to you, and we're going to be. But if you want that package in particular, kind of the options, just email us at sirwalterrunning@gmail.com. And just say, you can say, attention on the sponsorship package, and we'll get those to you. We are still, we're tying up a few loose ends, but we have some really cool ways at an incredible value to be involved, to get your brand in front of a lot of eyes, a lot of engaged eyes, if you will, on that night. And I think the experience that we bring from our VIS, our very important spectator, with premier seating, to our relationship with Raleigh Brewing Company, to even just even getting your company's name in front of a lot of people, I think the incredible value. So I just like to make a pitch for that. We're rolling that out and we're tidying it up, but would love to talk with you, and we'd love to get creative. So if you have an idea about a way to get your company, your business, or even you personally involved, now knowing we're a 501c3, we would love to have those conversations.
Yeah, we want to partner with you. That's one thing we really get excited about. One group that's been with us for the past few years is the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, and they are one of the teams that helps bring every big sports event to Raleigh. We're excited they paired with us. We're always looking for new people and new companies to do things with. So if you got some ideas, summermiles@gmail.com, sirwalterrunning@gmail.com. We're generally easy to get in touch with. We will come meet with you, and we'll talk through it. But with that in mind, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about next week. We have a special episode coming up next week. If you've talked to Sandy or not in private, we have been working on a fun project for the Portland Track Festival Innovation Project. We have been putting together a fashion item of things called the post-run polo. Specifically for this event, we're going to do some for Sir Walter as well, but we'll be rolling that out. Their event is next weekend. If you can't make it to Portland, Oregon, it will be on Flow Track as well, and we will be talking to one of the race directors, Craig Rice, maybe somebody else as well from the Portland area. And of course, we'll be recapping the first week of the Pop-Up Miles. We'll talk a little bit about more what is coming up, but it's going to be a fun trip out west, at least over the podcast waves.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Love to be there in person, but absolutely. We're excited. Love partnering with Portland Track Festival. They do an incredible thing. Definitely like-minded in our desire to see the sport grow and be creative. So keep your eyes peeled and get ready for some apparel that is awe-inspiring.
You guys see how good we look at the night of the race, thanks to Patagonia, Great Outdoor Provisions. This year, we're doing our own thing, and we're going to look just as good, if not better. So, another thing, we will be doing some fun little photo shoots and whatnot with that, with our team. Sir Walter Running Team is growing. We're looking forward to bringing to you a lot of fun this summer. Get all those details, SirWalterRunning.com, SirWalterMiler.com, SummerMiles.com. We are on the webs.
Absolutely. And Pat Price Picks, if you want to get personal.
If you want to follow my Instagram handle, yeah, that's it. You and Johnny from Tasty.
All right. Well, guys, for our first one of the summer, it is good to be back again. As always, if you have any ideas for the podcast, or we always say this, if anyone wants to put something in front of us for us to eat or drink or wear as we're doing it, comfort is important.
We like kombucha.
Do like kombucha.
We like gluten-free foods.
Absolutely.
And foods with
JP's
gluten.
Pastries, I do appreciate that. I'm trying to think of anything that could possibly...
I love a po' boy.
Pat loves po' boys, y'all. Go ahead and put that on the record. Favorite place to get a po' boy in Raleigh, Pat, is...
Hummingbird. Yeah.
Heard it first here. Okay. So whoever wants to bring Pat a po' boy from Hummingbird will be in the good graces of Sir Walter.
Don't forget that discount code, Summer Miles. We are glad to be back in the sweltering heat of summer. We will see everyone Tuesday night. If you have questions, let us know. Get up on our Strava team. Get up on our Facebook page. All that good stuff. From the Summer of Miles, my name is Pat Price.
And I'm Sandy Roberts.
See y'all on the track.